5 minutes. Wanted to take your Dolan in Oklahoma. You're on the air. Welcome.
This is Dolan.
Yes, Dolan. Welcome.
I want you to know that I'm not a slave. And I had this encounter about 15 years ago of this whippersnapper from Texas. I don't know who he is, some guy named Alex Jones, who completely has turned me around. I want to thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. It's good to be a whippersnapper. Now, are you an extremist that believe the sun affects the Earth's climate?
I believe the sun heats the Earth. And about 15 years ago, Alex, I was here in Oklahoma. I looked up at my blue sky, and all I seen was trails across the sky. And I thought, what in the is that?
They now admit the total weather manipulation globally. They just admit it, but it's not a big issue. It's just, we admit we're doing it. It's secret. Just enjoy it. And by the way, take your vaccines.
I don't take their vaccines. I don't take nothing they give me. But isn't it funny now that, Alex, what I've noticed, I'm looking at my sky today. I've looked at it for the last week. I haven't seen one of those things in the air. What did they do, ground all the airplanes?
I got to tell you, in the last year or so, even though they announced they were going to increase them in their, quote, geoengineering testing, the White House science czar said, I've seen less chemtrails generally, but then when they are doing them, they're more intense. And it's generally when a weather system's coming in, you know, they fly in and block the weather system.
I've watched that. Alex, I called you for another reason. Did you see the article on Rand Paul in American Free Press, June 13th?
No, but I know the Southern Poverty Slime Center has come out and demonized him.
I tell you, this really hit me hard. It says here, Rand Paul ran afoul of the libertarian supporters recently when he stated on neoconservative Tom Hannity's radio show that anyone in the United States who attends a controversial speech in this country should be arrested and deported. Not surprisingly, Hannity did not disagree with Rand's attack on Americans' First Amendment right to assemble and hear free speech without fear.
Wait a minute. He might have been being sarcastic. I mean, that would be political suicide. I'll have to look into that. What was the headline on the article, and I'll look it up.
Page 8 of June 13th and 20th, American Free Press.
No, I know that, but what's the headline?
Rand Paul advocates deportation, prison for radical thinkers. That's on the headline of his little article. And on the front of the page, it says, Bilderbergers meet in secret.
Rand Paul advocates deportation for what?
Deportation, prison for radical thinkers. You know, when I read this, I about fell out of the chair because, you know, his father is a Mason. That bothers me.
Well, number one, Ron Paul is not a Mason. I mean, number one, I'm not Catholic. I'm not even saying that's a bad thing, but people say I'm a, you know, Vatican ninja. People also, you know, say a lot of other things, say I'm, you know, live in Israel, never been to Israel. People make up a lot of stuff, but Ron Paul is not a Mason from the research I've done. Here's Salon. Rand Paul, deport the Tea Partiers. And I would imagine this was some type of flippant comment because it sounds like one. I mean, that would be Rand Paul's really smart, 100% First Amendment. Tea Party Senator Rand Paul says he supports free speech, but does he actually think his own supporters jailed for sedition? And a stupid economist ad just popped up in front of it. And I'll have to look into this and cover it more. Paul is mostly good on civil liberties, but he was one of a few senators to oppose the extension of the Patriot Act. See? And he goes on. But on Sean Hannity's radio show last Friday, Paul announced his support for the deportation of Tea Partiers. I'm not for profiling people on the floor, color of skin, or on their religion, but I would take to account that they've been traveling, and perhaps you might have to indirectly take into account whether or not they've been going into radical political speeches by religious leaders. It would be that they are Islamic, but if someone is attending speeches for someone who is promoting the violent overthrow of our government, that's really an offense that should be going after. They should be deported. So he's talking about, I think, foreigner Muslims saying overthrow the U.S. government. And that, so I'm going to have to look more into this. I don't know what people are talking about.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
See, it's happening right now. I was going to do a few minutes extra overdrive to take some calls. And then a caller, that's why I love taking calls, brings up an issue I didn't know about. During the break, I went and looked it up. We're going to play the audio here in a moment. Rand Paul, deport the Tea Partiers. And the fella called in with a similar headline. That's not exactly what he said, but I disagree with what he did say. Even though it's a very short clip and I've got to do some more research, it doesn't sound good. And I've seen him stand up against the Patriot Act, stand up against the wars, the debt ceiling. He's done everything he said he would do, and I've been very pleased. This is not something you hear Ron Paul say. The Kentucky senator calls for those who attend radical political speeches to be jailed. That's the Salon headline, and I didn't know about this. This happened a few weeks ago. Yeah, this happened back in back in June. So. And when you actually get the quote, he was saying it wouldn't be that they're Islamic, but if someone is attending speeches from someone who is promoting the violent overthrow of the government, that's really an offense that we should be going after. They should be deported or put in prison. Now, wait a minute. If you're saying we should throw all the bums out, we have a criminal government occupying us, and if the government continues to stomp on our liberties, it's our right, our duty to remove that government and institute a new one. And that's Declaration of Independence. And he needs to clarify himself on this. And then, of course, they go on to say, oh, if they want the violent overthrow of the government, well, then lock up all Tea Party rally attendees. So it's bad enough to say arrest somebody who calls for the violent overthrow of the government. I mean, if you say the government's corrupt, we have a right to, you know, defend our liberties, and if this government gets pushy, we have a right to do that physically. That's 1776. And, you know, we've had discussions about when is the proper time for that. There's no doubt it's our right and duty and freedom if we decide that that's the time under the Declaration of Independence. If you don't believe in that, you don't believe in the Declaration of Independence and July 4th. I mean, that's why we have July 4th, 1776. So read the Declaration of Independence. And but continuing here, to say that people that are attending, what if you're just walking down the mall at the there in D.C. and you hear a speech and some type of radical speaker, whether they're Muslim, Christian, whatever the case is, atheist, and they talk about the government keeps getting pushy, we're going to have 1776 and go to the cartridge box. You know, if you heard somebody hypothetically say that, would everyone there be arrested and deported? That's a dangerous talk. Now, this is only 38 seconds long, and it's from Think Progress, which has been George Soros funded in my research. So I've got to find out more and try to find the original archive of this back in June to see if this is accurate, because I've had different groups edit together what I've said before. So but we'll have to investigate this. But since the guy brought it up, we're discussing it. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Now you set yourself up to be called a bigot because now you want to profile people at the airport. Well, no, you can't win, Rand. I mean, they've got an answer for everything.
But here's the thing, Sean, is I'm not for profiling people on the color of their skin or on their religion, but I would take into account where they've been traveling, and perhaps you might have to indirectly take into account whether or not they've been going to radical political speeches by religious leaders, but it wouldn't be that they are Islamic. But if someone is attending speeches from someone who is promoting the violent overthrow of our government, that's really an offense that we should be going after. They should be deported or put in prison.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Jaron was popping in my ear saying chickens come home to roost. And I... Oh, Obama and Reverend Wright, and Reverend Wright's chicken comes home to roost speech. Now I remember that. Absolutely. So are we saying deport not or arrest Reverend Wright, but also Obama? Or I've heard, that's a good point, Jaron. Now, I do hear the context now. They're talking about TSA. They're talking about profiling at airports. And they're talking about should it go into account that if somebody is part of a group basically calling for violence, and he's implying outside groups. But we'll have to get a clarification. I bet there's a clarification, because if I missed this in the last month, I'm sure this has already been debated. See, folks, that's why your calls are important. Your emails are important. We miss a lot of things. A lot of times I get an email or I see a comment on my website, Infowars.com. Why haven't you covered this, Alex? You're covering it up. And I cover it that day because you told me about it. I mean, I'm not omnipresent. I don't know what my children are doing right now with my wife. I mean, I don't know what folks in the back of the office are doing. I'm glad the caller brought that up. But let me hear that clip one more time, because I want to hear it, and I wish I had it in full context. This is with You're a Great American, Sean Hannity. Being sarcastic, he always says, You're a Great American. Here it is.
Now you set yourself up to be called a bigot because now you want to profile people at the airport.
Well, no.
You can't win, Rand. I mean, they've got an answer for everything.
But here's the thing, Sean, is I'm not for profiling people on the color of their skin or on their religion, but I would take into account where they've been traveling, and perhaps you might have to indirectly take into account whether or not they've been going to radical political speeches by religious leaders, but it wouldn't be that they are Islamic. But if someone is attending speeches from someone who is promoting the violent overthrow of our government, that's really an offense that we should be going after. They should be deported or put in prison.
Yeah, no, he's talking now, clearly that context was about Muslim, quote, extremist. He's talking about people coming into the country and profiling and deporting them if they're calling for violence. And I'm sure when I do find his clarification, because I'm sure this was a big issue that we missed, that that's what he meant by it. But it's still doesn't pass the smell test, does it? So I will have to look into that. I got time to jam in a few more calls, but really quick, folks. I'd love to talk for hours, but I've got to get in there and work on the new TV show. I've got to get in there and work on all the other stuff we're doing. I got to get this stuff honchoed. Let's talk to Matthew in Tennessee. Matthew, what do you think of that clip you just heard?
Oh, man, there's all sorts of stuff that you can hear that's people trying to be politically correct, people trying to say the right thing without saying the right thing.
Yeah.
Hoorah!
What'd you call about?
Well, we got three issues that we could potentially get to, but maybe not enough time. Issue number one, the resistance. Many people have recognized that the Republic has fallen. They feel isolated. They feel frustrated. One way to contact other people in the resistance, wear an InfoWars t-shirt. Wear an InfoWars t-shirt. Talk to people. Form the resistance cells. Number two tactic for the resistance. Contact people currently in the military by writing to them. There is a great fear amongst those who are in the hierarchy that the United States military will not turn on the United States people. Number two, the eugenics war. In the eugenics war, we've seen this going on for a long time, since the days of Noah. One of the things that we know is that when you manipulate the genome, it degrades. We found that with Dolly the sheep. Even with an identical genome, it degrades. Now, let us consider that the manipulation of the genome has happened on this planet before with what you had referenced earlier, the sons of God. Not the sons of Adam, sons of God. Interpret it as you will. They are not around right now, but we have a record of them as the giants. What I have, am postulating is that when you see people who are designed with blonde hair and blue eyes, when the genome is corrupted, if you can get the corruption attached to a recessive trait, then you can breed out that recessive trait by breeding it with dominant traits. So if you have a corrupted genome that has a quality that you like intelligence, breed it with someone with blonde hair and blue eyes and other recessive traits. When you breed that person with another person with dominant traits, you can breed out the corrupted traits. Number three, what does God say about global warming? And the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and the sun was given power to scorch people with fire, and they were seared with intense heat. And they cursed.
Yeah, but the Bible says the sun heats the earth. Modern scientists have disproven that. The sun does not heat the earth, according to Al Gore and the UN.
Well, and not only that, but we know from the Bible that they refuse to repent and glorify him, meaning if you have the spirit of Antichrist, you worship man and not God. So if you worship man and not God, and God is causing the global warming, the spirit of Antichrist will compel you to blame global warming on man.
All right. Listen, I appreciate your call. I want to jam in one more. I'm sorry to Keller, Matt, and John. JC in New Mexico, you're our tail gunner, taking us out.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm good, my friend.
Excellent. I just have a real quick question because, you know, I've been a longtime fan, first-time caller. I've listened to you, however, for, you know, the last couple of years. I've seen a lot of your research. I think you're doing an incredible job spreading the real information out there, you know, the info war going on and everything. But I do have one question because even though I've listened to you, you know, great, you know, coverage on everything, I want to know what is your mission? What is your purpose for having your show been on for a long, long time now, having millions and millions of people who listen to your show and can do positive things with your information? But what is your mission? What do you want to, you know, accomplish in the next, you know, 5 years? Because this window of time we have is obviously...
You know, it's funny. I had an hour-long meeting yesterday with some of my crew about codifying our principles and really stating them simply and then hammering them every day, especially on the upcoming TV show, so people simply know what we stand for. But it's really simple at the end of the day. I believe in humanity. I believe in people having knowledge and not perishing, whether it's economically, physically, spiritually. And so I'm here to cover the hypocrisy, cover the corruption, cover history, and point out how we're distracted, but knowing that there are going to be great leaders and people out there in society who are in the system, who are outside of the system, who will recognize what's happening. I'm here to break the compartmentalization. I'm here to get people to see outside the little fake boxes they've been put in and to encourage other media people. I mean, most media folks you see out there fighting the New World Order now, they'll say they were inspired by Alex Jones. Most people you talk to will say Alex Jones was the first person who woke me up. There were many people that helped wake me up. But I have, except for maybe a Ron Paul, had the greatest effect. And so that's my mission, is just to simply point out what's happening. We'll be back after this break with retransmission. See you back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Obama administration, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, are working with the United Nations and the Arms Trade Treaty? This would eventually make all firearms subject to international law. This would obliterate our Second Amendment right to bear arms that protects us from tyranny. The United Nations will become a communist tyranny over our country. Is this what Americans want? It's nearly too late. We'd like to help you understand these things by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
What to leave out?
Against the wind. We were running against the wind.
Okay, so
we found ourselves seeking.
This guy's now been dead since yesterday morning in England. And within 20 minutes of them announcing they found the dead body, the police walked out to the press cordon and said, we don't think there's any foul play. Okay, a guy is telling his neighbors and everybody that they're out to get him. He's scared for his life. He's the person that blew the whistle and said, no, this goes directly to the head of News of the World, who himself openly works for David Cameron. Okay? Now, he's dead. And the police out of the gate say, we don't think that there's anything suspicious about this. How asinine is that? And, of course, the police, you have the police chief of London, incredibly powerful position, the commissioner resigning. You have the head of Scotland Yard resigning, one of the oldest law enforcement agencies in the world. You have all this going on, and a guy at the center of it's dead, and the police say nothing to see here, move along. And there's articles out calling people conspiracy theorists today in the news if you think this is suspicious. There's news saying it's suspicious and that you're a conspiracy theorist if you think the big pharma head's girlfriend being found bound and gagged hanging from the front balcony 4 days after the son fell down the stairs and died later. Two people die at a house in a week, and the police say no foul play. Hanging from a rope, bound and gagged. And I've seen it in Austin. This Palestinian activist professor, gutted, wrist slit, bound with duct tape, mouth, hands, legs, thrown into the water, into the Colorado River, in downtown Austin, and the police said, oh, yeah, he bound himself and did all this, threw himself in. That's who runs America. That's who runs America. We need to stop being little children. This is who runs England. Stop being naive about government. The man who launched the entire phone hacking scandal has become a paranoid recluse. He was paranoid. He's dead now. He's a conspiracy theorist. He's evil. Who believes someone was out to get him. He's dead now. But he's, a friend has revealed Sean Hoare, who was found dead at his flat in Watford yesterday, had spent much of the last week of his life hiding in his flat with the curtains drawn. Last night, a friend and neighbor claimed Matt Hoare, 47, had become increasingly reclusive and paranoid in recent weeks. He would talk about someone from the government coming to get him. He'd say to me, if anyone comes by, don't say I'm in. He was physically going downhill. He was yellow in color and wasn't looking well for the last month. He had a constant struggle with alcohol and talked to me about how much he had put his wife through. He did say something about phone hacking, and I think that was his main worry. Yeah, no kidding. He was had definite concerns with the media. He did mention he was paranoid and would mention conspiracy stuff. See, conspiracy. He's at the center of something that is very probably going to bring down the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. The two head police chiefs in the country have had to resign. They've arrested the head of News Corp. There's bribery scandals, intelligence ops, spying on Parliament, all of this coming. David Cameron runs to South Africa. All of this is going on, and you are a conspiracy theorist if you are the guy that released all this info and is the key witness. The key witness. And you tell people they're out to get you and you die. Princess Diana said, Charles told me he's going to kill me in a fake auto accident in a video and in a diary. Scotland Yard raided. On record, got the video, not the diary. It got out. That diary is public and has been out for many years. Newspapers have reported on it. Charles told me he's going to kill me in a fake auto accident. That'd be like if I said, my wife told me that if I don't shape up, I'm going to be found dead in the lake. And then I'm found dead in the lake. And there's a video and a diary. They're not going to question my wife. I mean, this is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Same thing with the Hutton inquiry. It came out that Dr. David Kelly, head weapons inspector, said there's no WMDs. He was going to testify. He told his friends, I'm going to end up dead in the woods, I've been told, but I don't care. I'm going to tell the truth. People walk up in the park at dawn, see five men in black uniforms, or was it four, run away from his body. This is on record. The police come and say, nothing to worry about. He slit his wrist. No blood at the scene. Then it was, oh, he took pills, two undigested pills. They murdered him. They murdered him, and he said they were going to murder him, but still the police say it's suicide. So there you go. Bunch of other key news coming up on the economy. Stay with us. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
Okay, my friends, we are going to be taking some of your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I mentioned some of this yesterday, but I want to get into it in more detail today, and that is a lot of high-level intelligence sources in the U.S., Israel, and Europe are saying Israel is intending to strike Iran in September, and the repercussions of that are just unbelievable. I promise, because I didn't get to it in detail yesterday, I'm going to cover that in the third hour today. I am also going to get into the public admission of George Soros' Media Matters that they would infiltrate News Corp and destroy it from within. Now, that is rivaling the stuff going on with News Corp and its divisions that are unfolding and taking place over in England. But if you want to not wait to the third hour, you can go read the article at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. 15,000 U.S. troops remain in Iraq, renamed diplomats. And then in this article, it gets into the reports that there is a plan to attack Iran in September. So that is coming up. Now, again, the toll-free number to join us on air today is 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. We have several guests joining us today. We have Corbett from the Corbett Report popping in the last 30 minutes to look more at the mysterious death of the key whistleblower at the heart of the hacking scandal and bribery scandal that threatens to bring down the British government. And he says, people are after me. I've got to hide out. I'm in danger. There's a government conspiracy dealing with the hacking. He's found dead. The cops within 20 minutes walk out and tell the media, no foul play. We don't think anything's going on. Before an investigation was even done, go away. That's always the sign. Oh, we just found the Pulitzer Prize winner who wrote about the government drug dealing, had a new book coming out in a few months. We just found him shot twice in the back of the head in California at his home. He told folks people were breaking in his house and threatening him, but we believe it's normal to shoot yourself twice in the head. It'd be hard enough to be able to bring a hammer down on your fingers once, much less twice. Can you imagine trying to shoot yourself in the first the back of the head and then blew his jaw off in the side of the face with a shotgun? Can you imagine? I'm tough. I can shoot myself once with a shotgun, and I'm so tough that I shoot myself in the face. That's how tough I am. Let me shoot myself in the back of the head here. Let me shoot myself from the side and blow my whole jaw off. Because I'm tough. Yeah. Princess Diana, Dr. David Kelly. Now, this poor whistleblower. They come out and they say, I've been told I'm going to get killed. Someone's coming to get me. There's a conspiracy over this whole hacking situation. Oh, gee, he's the key witness and everything. No one would think anything of him just suddenly dying. No, no. And they actually say, you know, in the articles, there's a whole bunch out today, don't be a conspiracy theorist, okay? You know, if a kid falls down the stairs and dies, and 4 days later, the woman who was watching the child, the girlfriend, is found hanging from a balcony, bound and gagged, hand and feet, dead, and the police, within minutes, come out and say, no foul play, move along. We don't think this is suspicious. That's normal. That's normal. Don't be a conspiracy theorist, okay? Governments never kill people. It's like that line in The Godfather 1 where Al Pacino character is talking to his girlfriend, and she says, come on, Michael, that's ridiculous. Presidents and senators don't have people killed. And he says, oh, who's being naive now, Kate? Oh, come on, Michael. Come on, Michael, because you know she knows he's been involved killing people to protect his dad. And she says, Michael, it's terrible that they're killing people. It's horrible. And he says, Kate, that's how things are done. That's how presidents and senators operate. And she says, Michael, presidents and senators don't do things like that. And he says, who's being naive now, Kate? Stop being naive. They're going to kill me. I'm hiding out in my house. I'm the main witness, bringing the whole government down. Dead. Oh, police come out. Okay, news media. Nothing to see here. No foul play. Move along. Yeah. You know, back in the early 90s, it was a joke when you'd get Arkansided with your arms, legs, head cut off, and they'd say it was a suicide. Or shot off the road, you know, hundreds of bullets in the car. Wow, they just came in here with another insane headline. This is up on Infowars.com. Arkansas town seeks to ban free speech, formation of groups. I remember hearing about this a few days ago and couldn't confirm it, but here it is, local Fox 16. We're going to play that coming up later. Mayor Ernest Nash commented, this is America. Even though this is gold Arkansas, It's still part of America, and in America, you can't just vote to take away somebody's constitutional rights. Well, why not? They do it out in Courtsville, Courtside, Arizona. Yeah, I told you about Arkansas. We're talking about Courtside in Arizona. I've seen a lot of newscasts where they go, we have daytime curfews in this city. And it showed people driving out of their neighborhoods having their IDs checked. And they said, martial law is in effect. The city council voted for it. Why not vote? Then you can be put into work brigades for the city council. Well, that's all under federal executive orders. And the threat fusion centers are teaching the cops how. G-O-U-L-D, I guess that's Gould, Gold. Arkansas is a small town of 850 people. In the city council has its ways, those 850 people will be barred from gathering together to discuss city matters without approval from the city government. Well, why not? Bill Clinton started it, Bush expanded it, and Obama cemented it. That you want to demonstrate against him, you got to get a permit. Of course, they deny him most of the time. And then you're off at a free speech zone miles away where nobody can see you. And then a lot of times the riot police just show up and go ahead and rubber bullet you for good measure. And if they don't have an excuse, they openly hire thugs that work for them to turn a trash can over. The cops then wave them off. They've been caught all over the world doing it. Canada, U.S., England, Switzerland, Italy, Greece. And then they rubber bullet the crowd with women with baby strollers. Now, this is how tyranny's done. Mayor Ernest Nash has completely opposed the plan and is willing to go to court rather than see the ordinance pass. This is still America. You can't vote and violate people's constitutional rights, he said. Last Monday, the city voted to ban groups from gathering or forming without city approval. Ha ha, boy, that's freedom. That's red coat behavior. That's North Korea. Sanja Farley, a member of the city council, said that no matter the group, if anyone meets to discuss the city, the meeting must be approved by the city. You don't meet to talk about what the city's doing. Boy, you better believe they don't want folks getting organized and getting them out of there. We got to get somebody on about this. You can't just come in here and get with four people and decide to start an organization, Farley said, adding, you will go through the city council with legal documentation and get approval. You want to start a group of bird watchers. She said any group. You want to start a group pro-Second Amendment. You want to start a group exposing illegal immigration. You want to start a group for illegal immigration. You want to start a group that's for land rights. You want to start a group to get the city council member kicked out in the next election. You don't do that. You don't pack your school children in Chicago. You don't pack your children's school lunches. You can't be trusted, they said. Parents can't be trusted. You can't have a garden without approval in your yard. The TSA's going to stick their hands down your pants. This is Agenda 21. Everywhere, the feds are coming in and getting city councils to do test cases. This is not isolated. These reports are coming out every day now. Let me tell you, that's a town to go to. That's a town to go to. I mean, I'm tempted to drive up there and get out with my bullhorn and call people to meet me from all over that region, all over the Ozarks, and to call to form a group for the First Amendment in that town and see if they arrest me. And these are the type of towns where they'll give you a couple good old whacks in Boss Hogville. Look at this, Enos. Get in there. Why, you Roscoe Pico train, you think you're going to meet? Talk about Boss Hog? You ain't going to do that in our town, boy. And let me tell you, it doesn't just go on in Boss Hogville. It goes on everywhere. We've got, in my film Truth Rising, footage of cops walking up to people who even have the permits to demonstrate peacefully with a sign in front of Larry Silverstein's offices. And they walk over with private thugs who look like something out of Central Casting and the Goodfellas. And they tell them, listen here, pal, I know you don't have a bomb, but I'm going to call it in and say you do. And by the time they figure out you don't have a bomb, it's 30 days in the hole. And Luke Radowski and others say, we're going to stand our ground. We've jumped through all your hoops, which they shouldn't even have done that, for the permits, but they instantly arrest you, though. We're going to stand here. And he goes, all right, then watch this. Calls the cops. He goes, officers, as you see, it's a weapon, a bomb. And the cops go, that's right. They actually talk like that. You think I'm joking? Oh, yeah. Oh, look at the camera. It's a gun, too. Let me tell you what you can do here, sonny boy. You can leave this right now with you and your friends, and get off the street because Larry don't like it inside, or we're going to arrest you for bombs and guns. And Luke at that point was so freaked out by the pure evil manifest that these were felonies being committed out in the open, openly saying, we're going to frame you. And they're so sure in themselves, they said, now here's your camera and get out of here. They are so secure, so sure of themselves, so powerful because we've laid down for so long that they didn't even erase the tape. They said, now get out of here. Get out of here. I mean, go watch the video. I mean, it's like a cartoon. I've seen Looney Tunes cartoons that make fun of gangsters, and I always thought that was a stylized. No, it's worse than a cartoon character. Guess who's going to jail? Guess who's going to jail? You think I'm joking? I can cue that up. I can't even do it as good as he could. With a pipe. He's got a pipe while he's doing this. A guy smoking a pipe. And then I got other footage. A cop's coming, even ABC reporters going, well, we're here filming a news event on the sidewalk. Get out of here. And the cops got their bellies hanging out. They're all dressed like goons with their hats back on their head. They're smoking cigars while they choke the guy and laugh. Hey, here's a reporter. We're on the town now, boss. He's on the town now, boss. That's the same thing in Arkansas. You don't come around here. You don't meet in this town unless the city council says you're allowed to have a political organization. We don't care what kind of organization it is. Ain't that right, boss? Exact same evil. The same spirit in North Korea. The same spirit under Stalin, under Mao, under Pol Pot, under Fidel Castro, now spreading its black demonic wings over the republic. And they're going to stick their hands down our pants, and they're teaching our kids to spy on us, and mommy can't pack lunch, and you can't have a garden because you are prisoners. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. And I've just got incredible news everywhere. I haven't even gone to the key story here. In fact, where is it? Where is my key story? Oh, my God. I can't even keep track of this anymore. I've got all this economic news. I've got David Beckham reignites hypocrisy of overpopulation alarmists. They're saying something has to be done to the family for having four children. How dare you? We've got another report that the Hadron Superconducting Super Collider showed evidence that it is solar particles that are the main driver of climate. And so they classified that information. It's like 2 years ago, the UN at the the United Nations at their Copenhagen Global Government Taxing Summit, they came out and they said, first thing, we're going to have a vote. And vote that the sun doesn't affect climate. And that was headlines. The sun doesn't affect climate. And Princess Diana wasn't murdered. And Bill Clinton didn't lie about having sex with that woman. But the Keebler elves are real. I mean, this is the magnitude. Because they want to say that it's cows passing gas. There's always been bovine running around the planet. It's part of the atmosphere. They want to say carbon dioxide we put off that plants then use and then put off oxygen, the life cycle, that's evil. So they can take over and decide who can have a business, who can operate, and who can't. They're all exempt. And now it's come out in the Age newspaper that, oh, they found what all the other scientists have found around the world. It's the solar particles, but other particles coming in from space, this has been known for 20 years, that are forming the nuclei that form clouds. Why do you think clouds always form? Meteorologists have always known this during the day. They didn't quite understand it. But the big driver is you're facing the sun. That sucker is powerful. It's cooking. You know, when the earth tilts away from the sun, the side we're on, we get winter. It's we would be absolute zero within less than a day if the sun went out. It doesn't affect climate. Okay. The moon doesn't affect it. They also said that. It drives the entire ocean system. That's what the tides are. Ago, but the UN waved a magic wand and said, up is down, down is up. Next, they'll say grass isn't green. Next, they'll say an SRT-8 isn't fast. I mean, these people make me want to throw up. And so it comes out, oh, Hadron, in their test found that, oh, yeah, these nuclei are farming the clouds. Oh, classified doesn't fit into their Easter Bunny scenario. So I've got that here in my stack, and I'll go to your calls the next two little segments. Then we got a guest coming on. And I don't know. The guest is great. I don't know how long we'll hold him because I got a lot of news I got to get to today. And we got Corbett popping in the last 30 minutes and the whole situation going on with the Rupert Murdoch. And again, the hacking itself, the rest of it's only the tip of the iceberg, but that's important. I do want to remind listeners that there is a Midas Resources deal that's running only for a few more weeks, I'm told, where you can get Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True, free, along with the documentary, The American Dream, excellent animated documentary about the banker takeover of society. You can get these two things free when you get two silver dollars for $80. Free shipping, a free film, a free book. The silver dollars now, that's at below cost, but Ted Bottomman silver drops, he can pass that savings on to you. That's how you can do these loss leader deals. I'm told he actually loses a little money on these, even though he bought the silver when it was lower. Two silver dollars, $80, free shipping, free American Dream DVD film, and a free Big Brother Orwellian Nightmare Come True. Shipping included. $80, all of it. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Your calls.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Baltimore, they're proposing to put a $1 tax on every bullet. Oh, yeah, the tyranny is at every level of government. Why not? The folks are mesmerized by their iPhones and iPads and American Idol. This is coming up at the 8 after. I'm going to play this entire newscast. But this is out of Arkansas. Here is the clip where they're saying you cannot assemble. You cannot start a bird watching group, a Second Amendment group. This is the essence of martial law. Here it is.
An ordinance in a small Arkansas town is getting national attention. It's a story you saw first on Fox 16. The ordinance forbids groups to meet without city council approval. And although it's aimed at one citizen's group in particular, it encompasses anyone mentioning city business in a conversation. Fox 16's Katherine Johnson talked with an attorney about this, and she joins us now live to
tell us what
this attorney had to say about it.
Yeah, we have to talk to an attorney to tell us it's wrong. All right, let's go to your phone calls. I'll play the rest of it coming up. That's from Fox 16 out of Gould, I guess, is the name of the town. John in Chicago, how are you doing, sir?
Great, Alex. That's that piece on Arkansas is a good, and then your digression into New York and Luke Rudowski is a great segue to the point I'm going to make. Apparently, things are standing down in New York for the 10th anniversary. There's not much going on, and you could really give us a shot in the arm if you would come on out and give us a little.
I need to do more. You're absolutely right, but I can't do more. I mean, I was thinking about going out there, but I have to launch the daily TV show. We're putting a lot of work into this September 1st. I'm way behind on the social network, like a year. All of this is pretty much ready to do. I can't do everything. And you're not criticizing me. A lot of folks criticize that I'm not doing enough. I'm trying as best I can. Folks are criticizing Ron Paul saying he's going to retire if he doesn't win the presidency. He's 75. He'll be 76 when it's over. It's up to all of us to be leaders. That's why I have other people on to promote them to be leaders, is because I can't do it all.
I understand, Alex, but I know you did say in the spring that perhaps you should be there due to the 10th anniversary,
yeah.
But everybody's standing down and moving to Toronto for events for some reason.
And yeah, here's the deal. I appreciate your call, John, but I'm going to say this again to you. I could do as many radio and TV interviews as I want, and I reach millions of people on those every week. Other people's shows. I don't even do those because I'm busy with my own projects, a lot of them. Electronically, I am reaching 3 million people a day, about 1 million on the websites, more than 2 million every day on the show, so it's over 3 million. 3 million. 3 million. Large portions of those new, tuning in every day. Okay? I reach hundreds and hundreds of millions a year on YouTube alone. Now, I can go to New York, and I can rally and have 1,000 people follow me around and chant and stuff, or they can do it on their own. Okay? It's good to get in the streets, and I do get in the streets. I just stormed the Texas Capitol twice in the last month and a half. Another thing is I go to events. They sit COINTELPRO on me with camera angles and, you know, deceptive hoaxes they run. Now, I'm not scared of that. It's just, why should I all the time constantly put myself out there? Folks see me at events. I don't have a bunch of bodyguards. You know, but at the same time, I am here in this operation having a huge effect. And I mean, here's an example. If I do a special YouTube report or PrisonPlanet.tv report, after it goes from PrisonPlanet.tv to the YouTube channel, it'll reach on average in about a month 1 million people. Couple hours work, 1 million people. 1 million people. Million. Million. That's 10 100,000 person sports stadiums packed. I mean, I reach every 6 months on YouTube conservatively more people than watch the Super Bowl, 70 million. But see, it doesn't have all the flash, and I'm not arrogant. I don't put on airs. And so people don't recognize what we're doing here, how big it is. We're huge.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.